We are starting our third topic or third subsection called Work-Oriented Adamco. This book is believed to be the hardest one, but I'm sure that you can handle it well. Here, as its name shows, we are focusing on words. The words are the building blocks of each surah, and if you get to know the words there, you can have a good view about the verse and also the surah. So we are focusing on the core, which is words. The second introduction we have to talk about is that we understand something from the word. Let's say when I say ball, you have a picture about this ball, or you have your load, or you get to a definition which is derived from your experience, your environment, and so on. But when it goes to a surah template, the template of a surah, it gets a special meaning in accordance to the template and to the words accompanying it, the other words. The meaning in the surah template could be totally different from what you think. This is the first one. Or the meaning could be more expanded in a surah. Or some meaning components could be added to the meaning. We call this definition, in which we consider the surah template, as the native or native definition. Is it right? Tarif bumi. So we can use the dictionaries here. We first use dictionary in order to know the word or the definition of the word. But when it gets, or when it goes to a surah template, it has a new definition which is defined by the other words accompanying. Okay? So let's say that when we have Qul in Falaq Surah and Qul in Nas Surah, if you want to talk about only Qul, you say that it is saying some words with any possible means from the heart to the environment. Okay, this is Qul. But when it goes to Falaq Surah and goes to Nas Surah, it can be defined by the components of these two surah. So, Qul in Nas Surah differs from Qul in Falaq Surah, despite their similarities in writing. So, this was the first introduction. The second one.
We are going to conclude here that a word is going to have a meaning itself, yeah?
Yes.
But there are some, somehow they might be correlated.
Yes.
In this correlation, there might be another kind of commonness that in context we are going to understand.
Exactly.
Is that right?
Excuse me, you mentioned components of the surah.
Yes, components. I mean by other words.
Uh-huh.
Other words accompanying
reward.
Like a'uzu rab falan. You can define all by a'uzu rab falan.
Again, comes to combinations.
Okay. We are following, or we are aiming to derive this native definition from each surah. So one of the outputs of this book would be deriving native definitions.
An example,
please,
yes. Just about
all in
Falaq
surah and all in Nas surah and let me say it about Ham, which has a surah in your book. It says Ham is what is the definition? Sana,
appreciate something.
Is it right? Sana al Jamil definition? Was it Salava or Hamada? Sana al Jamil
definition.
Sana al Jamil Salava. Ham. I think
it's Sana
al Jamil definition. Ham setayesh ikhtiyari. In Alhamda, Fimahor Zamma, Yahra, Anha, Anho, Bilfarsi, the Kalamat, Sim setayesh, and a shukra, the Kalamat, Sipas.
Okay, no, no, no. It would be praising. We read that it's praising, and it accompanies which tasbih. What is tasbih? What is the
worshipping?
Worshipping.
Praising.
No. Tasbih is different from worshiping, I think. Tasbih means that you say that God is not like
admiring.
This.
Admiring.
No. In Tasbih, you deny
specifying
that.
Specifying me.
What?
Specifying.
Somehow specifying. Because in Tasbih, you say that.
God is not effective.
This is not. This is not round. This is not round. This is not round. So. This is wrong. You omit others and you get to a conclusion.
Unique.
This is tasbih.
Unique. It's going to be unique.
No, it's a process.
Is it possible to move the whiteboard? Read it read it in front, excuse
okay.
me. I suppose here you are waiting. It's what's better for you to stand up?
Okay.
The
I don't know the.
It
will
is
valid.
It unique?
In Ham, you say that this is beautiful. This is Ham. But
so
in Tasbih, you say that this is not beautiful.
Words.
This is not beautiful.
Just
yes. This is
no. No, that's
not beautiful. So this one is beautiful. Here you omit others and reveal the one you are talking about. In Ham, you just point at the things. These are accompanied with each other in Quran. In Nas Surah, we have Fasabbih bihamdi rabbik. Or in prayer, we have Subhanallah walhamdulillah. Because first you should say that, my God is not like this, not like this, not like this. And after you say, my God is this. So these are complementary mechanisms. This is the definition we derived from the dictionary.
What is the
special
thing? Somehow a special thing by omitting the others.
Yeah.
This is munazzah kardan.
Absolute purity.
Yes, purity. Purifying and praising.
Mm-hmm.
Or specifying by purity. This is the definition derived from the dictionary, okay? What we understand from Ham till now. But in Ham Surah you read, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and so on. Okay? You start with writing logical statement in combination between the words Ham, Allah, Rab, and Alameen. Here we have Alhamdulillah, it says that praise only goes to God, is it right?
Rab is not.
No, Allah. Alhamdulillah. Praise only goes to God because that is all types of praises. All types of praises only go to God. Because it says Alham.
God deserves.
Yes. Or God deserves all praises. Rab, Alhamdulillah, Rab. The God trains its creatures or guides its creatures.
Nurture.
Okay. God nurtures. We have creatures, all the things, all the universes, all the worlds, and all the world. All the world. Or we can say that it is from the root of alama.
No,
but it is alam. What is its part?
Subject.
Alam.
What?
Alam. No. Alam is subject.
Is
it is objective. Alami. It means that.
It's a plural.
I know, but it's. It is alam. We say alam. Alam.
Alam. Yes,
it's object. So it is object. So what can you conclude? It is something that you get knowledge or science. Knowledge from it. So alam is something that gain knowledge from it. Choose all that. So by looking at the trees, your environment, you can derive or gain knowledge. How? By looking at the tree, you can say that, oh, growth occurs. This is a logical statement. And so on. Okay, what can be said in combination with the previous part or previous statements? Rabbil Alam.
Meaning,
adding the alam meaning to the previous one.
RM can be a way to go to perfection.
Okay.
Through thinking that concludes in
praise
and.
Here you say that you look at other or world or universe or somehow you gain knowledge. This gaining knowledge leads you
to
perfection and that deserves
praise.
So by gaining knowledge, you get to the state of praising. So praising is based on a knowledge. We can say it by our daily examples. When I look at this flower,
vase,
plant, I say that it is beautiful. How can I say that it is beautiful? First, I have to know the beauty and compare it with that beauty. And then say that it is beautiful. So knowledge would be the basis or fundamental part of praise.
So is it fundamental or is it the reason that we should
pray? I think it's fundamental. You should know something that you have to have a criterion.
Because of this knowledge?
Yes. When you know something, you got to perfection, and also you get to be praised. Because you say that something is good, and this is called praising. You get to be good. So you get yourself to be close to it. So you will deserve also the praise. I say that having good morals is good. Okay, I'm praising being a moral person. Okay. And when I have a good moral in my relation with others, I can also be praised. So by praising something, you somehow make a path in order to acquire or gain that beauty.
Can we say that when there is an effect on something, okay, you are going to get effect from it. An effect on something and get effect from it.
Exactly. So praising also is the process of perfection. So, praising is exactly God nurturing.
Which one is major? Praising or perfection? Which one is going to cover up the other one?
So, perfection deserves praise. Because
perfection is a field of praising.
So you are in the position one and get to perfection. This is position two. The process and your second stage deserves praise. And also your movement is a praise, is a practical praise. Because you say, here, listen to me, because you say that God is kind. Okay, this is your praise about. When you get kind, you get kind. You get kind. You are showing God's kindness in yourself. So, you also deserve praise. This is a practical praise.
Being a mirror?
Yes, you are a mirror here about what is beautiful or what is good. This is called hand. So it is in our first native definition, according to Hamd Surah. About Hamd is what? We can say that creating is a process of getting to perfection based on knowledge, okay? And as a result, showing that all types of praise only goes to God. Because here you can say that I am kind, okay? But what was important? What was important? You can say, I am kind. Here you are showing yourself.
As an example.
What was the saying or the verse in Hamd Surah? Was Alhamdu, all types of praise, goes to God. But here, you say that, I am good, I am kind. So all kinds of praise didn't go to God. So here, when you get kind, keep in mind that you are showing the kindness of God or reflecting the kindness of God according to your abilities or
talent.
The more you show God, the more praise you will gain.
The more realizing this.
Yeah. Yes, the more realizing it. So this was an example of native definition.
That's
over here. See. Is it clear? The third thing we have to talk about is the so-called table. He's a specialist in it.
Is it logical?
Logical analysis. Say logical analysis
of meaning.
Yes, of meaning. Which constitutes of instruments,
components,
instruments,
results, examples,
results and examples. You are to deal with it throughout this book. Yes, At-Tahqiq, and also this table. It should be done in each surah you are facing. This was our third one.
And still, I have I know about components. Okay, I'm going to analyze the basic definition that At-Tahqiq gave to us from Arabic to English. Yes, I know this. Okay. But when it comes to instruments and then go to results, still I have some problems, okay? I think that, how should I go? I'm going to repeat somehow in different words the components in instruments. Am I right or wrong? I suppose it's wrong.
They have a border, but they do not have the border.
Not having a border?
They have, but they do not have some manner. Okay. What? Here in this book, you get to know that we can derive these four parts from the surah itself. Again, there is no need for you to think about what are the components and what are the instruments. The surah exactly gives you.
Define.
But the components are only, we said that are only the components of the definition as you decompose it. But instruments are the requirements for these components.
We have
muqaddamat, آثار مثلی. But we said مقدمات as components. It's really hard to talk about مقدمات. Yes. We made قیود معنا equal to مقدمات. But it is not the synonym, or they are not the same. Because مقدمات is really hard. You say that, okay, component one. What do we need for the component one? But what is the introduction, or what is first needed for all these requirements? That is مقدمة. Yes, instruments. So مقدمات is a step upper than instrument, but we do not talk about this in this book. We put them just like each other and do it in this way. As the output of this book, I expect you to write a paper or an article. This is the output. Talking about output. Yes, this course, the third one, your final exam. You should write an article, a paper on a word in a surah. It means that by the lessons you learn in this book, you should be able to define a single word in a single surah. Let's say that I ask you to define like the word haqqa according to Haqqa surah. You have to write about an introduction. You write an introduction. Introduction can consist logical analysis of the word, then the body part, you talk about the words related and mentioned, and then you conclude. It means that at the end you say that Haqqa in Haqqa surah is a process of blah 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 blah, have the characteristics of blah 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 blah, and
I'm going to tell you about, for example, writing about 250 words, okay? About 5 paragraphs. And that's why I want to, you know, I think that, okay, how many paragraphs is going to be included in this?
No matter.
Okay. It's
after finishing all the lessons in this book, which the first lesson and the last lesson are more important in writing this paper, we are able, or we hope to be able, to write a paper on.
It's related to the word selected by us.
We say that in this book, it says that you can pick a word. You pick a word in a surah. You do the logical analysis.
For example, in Omar, Khazes, or Abd.
Yes. The first step is logical analysis. The second part, what would be defined or specifying the word.
Position.
Word position in I mean that you say, okay, falah in falah surah. Yes, it is related to all, okay, and ta'uzu and ra'am and some other components. And also you can draw a diagram according to tafakkur book. You can say that, okay, falah surah defined danger and its shelter and also what
seeking protection that
and of its shelter is that and the action needed. Reaction or the action needed. These are the topics introduced in Falaq Surah. Okay, Falaq goes to it's related to the shelter, and also Rab should be found first, and then Falaq is the is added to Rab. So, in combination to Rab and in the topic or subject of shelter, we can talk about Falaq and related to danger and the actions needed. And at last, you conclude that Falaq is blah blah.
How easy?
You are trying to practice all the levels or all the stages on Zomar Surah and would give you each a topic to write a paper. Let's move on to the lesson. Introduced before the new year. Okay, the first three lessons in the book, as Ms. Ashburn did draw, focuses on a triangle which has three main topics on it. We call it meaning, concept, and example. The side of the triangle are two ways, or all two ways. It means that we can convert or move from the meaning to the concept and vice versa. Concept to the examples and also meaning to the examples. It says that what is meaning? I don't know if I translated it right, but it says that it cannot be, it is a fact. It says that it is a fact that cannot be
or
basit.
Extended.
Extended. or an extended fact.
It's not abstract.
No. It is not abstract. Exactly, it's an extended fact. It means that it cannot be understood. It cannot be placed in anyone's mind.
It is not limited.
Yes, not limited. But in contrast, when we talk about concept is what we understand from the meaning. So it is highly dependent on what? Yes, highly dependent on their receiver. Let's draw it like this. We have a meaning, but here I limited the meaning to. Imagine that it has not these limits. Okay? When I face the meaning, I look at it and according to my talents, and so on, understand something about the meaning. This is called concept or mafhum. Mafhum in Arabic is mafhum. Something that is understood. Yes. Exactly. It means that you understand another. Okay. As you can see, this understanding would be not a complete one. Okay. It should be partial. And if I plan my works according to this understanding, what would happen?
It's not part of the whole meaning.
Okay. Let's give an example. You have a dishwasher or a washing machine. You only read the first 3 pages of its manual. Okay, and you get to work with it. You think that you know all the washing machine, but it gives an error. Yes, on its display. You say that, what? I cannot understand. This was not written in those pages. What happened? It comes from, or it resulted from my limited understanding. Limited. Referring to the manual. This is exactly what happened. So why does Quran suggest cooperation between the people? Because you're understanding something about Ba'amun Shura Mashveran comes here. Because you have different aspects and understanding without a single meaning. And when you share it, understanding